USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government is taking several new steps aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S. It was announced by the President's task force. They first reassured the public. CDC Director Robert Redfield.
The risk to the American public currently is low.
But Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar is issuing that U.S. health emergency to stop any spread of coronavirus. Citizens returning from the infected region of China will be self-quarantined of up to 14 days. So far, 8 cases of coronavirus have been diagnosed in the U.S. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there may be a 9th in his city.
The most important thing to recognize is this issue is being addressed. It's being addressed by the federal government. It's being addressed by the city government, which has the strongest public health apparatus in the nation.
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Consumer spending, which accounts for more than 2/3 of the U.S. economy, rose 0.3% in December. According to the Commerce Department, spending for all of last year was up 4%, the smallest annual increase since 2016. The outlook of Americans, meanwhile, rose in January to the highest level in 9 months. Economists at the University of Michigan say the stronger-than-projected consumer sentiment reading is due to low unemployment and record gains in income and wealth. The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome. America will remember this day, unfortunately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Personal income and household spending rose last month. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that personal income rose by 0.2% in December, while household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rising even as savings fell from November to December. Americans spending during the holiday shopping season coming even as retailers said there were sluggish sales. Spending did increase 4% throughout 2019 as compared to the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
West Virginia is moving to become the first state to allow disabled people to use their smartphones to vote. USA's John Hunt reports.
Governor Jim Justice, a Republican, plans to sign a bill by early next week that will require all counties to provide some sort of form of online devices for every voter with physical disabilities. West Virginia's Secretary of State, Mac Warner, said that he would most likely provide counties with the smartphone app VoteTaz or a similar app, making the choice easy for cash-strapped counties. But cybersecurity experts have been rallying against those apps, saying any kind of online voting unnecessarily increases security risks. Despite expert opposition, a growing number of counties across the U.S. are adopting VoteTaz or other forms of smartphone voting. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.